going out to the West Coast today, there are several games out there. We want to start off in San Diego, where the Chargers were hosting the Detroit Lions. And the Lions looked like a very efficient team to get this game started. Early on in the first quarter, rookie running back Ameer Abdullah, and remember before, I said that I expect this guy to have a big season, and he got it going early on in the first quarter with a 24-yard touchdown run to give Detroit the early 7-0 advantage. Now, it was 7-3 in the second quarter in favor of the Lions when a tip pass, Philip Rivers, the Chargers quarterback, threw in the direction of Keenan Allen, and he was unable to get his mitts on it. Glover Quinn, the Lions defensive back, was able to decide that, and he returned it 31 yards for the pick six to give the Lions the 14-3 lead. Then midway through the second quarter, Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford connected with second-year tight end Eric Ebron on an 18-yard pass to give Detroit the 21-3 advantage. And at this point, it looked like the Lions were going to cruise to an upset victory on the road. Now, later on in the second quarter, Danny Woodhead, the Chargers running back, scored on a 9-yard touchdown run, which cut it to 21-10, and that gave the Chargers some momentum as they headed into the half. It was 21-13 in the third quarter when Rivers connected with wide receiver Stevie Johnson on a 12-yard touchdown pass to make it 21-20. That score would carry over into the fourth quarter, where Rivers would find Ladarius Green on a 13-yard touchdown pass to make it 26-21 as the Chargers would miss the extra point. Later on in the fourth quarter, Woodhead would score again, this time from 1 yard out, to make 33-31. The Lions tried to come back, but it was too little too late, and the Chargers would go on to win this game this afternoon by the score of 33-28. Now, you look inside of the numbers, Matthew Stafford was 19 of 30 for 246 yards with 2 TDs and 2 picks, and he did sustain an arm injury in this game, and once he did sustain that arm injury after he was hit by Chargers linebacker Melvin Ingram, you could see that he was not as accurate as we have become accustomed to seeing Matthew Stafford be in that pocket. He was unable to find Calvin Johnson a lot, who only had 2 receptions for 39 yards. But on the flip side, you look at this Chargers offense and you had to question, where was Philip Rivers going to find his go-to guy in this one? Of course, longtime Chargers tight end Antonio Gates has been suspended by the NFL for the first 4 games this year after testing positive for a banned substance. But Rivers found wide receiver Keenan Allen early and often. And this guy had a game today, folks, as he had 15 receptions for 166 yards. At the same time, Stevie Johnson had 6 receptions for 82 yards and a touchdown, while Ladarius Green had 5 receptions himself for 74 yards and a touchdown catch. And what all of that totals up to is a big day for Rivers. And if anybody had him on their fantasy team, they were loving him today, as he was 35 of 42 passing for 404 yards. And yes, he did throw the 2 interceptions, but the fact that the Chargers were able to win this game and they controlled the football today for over 35 minutes, you will gladly take it if you are head coach Mike McCoy, as they got the much-needed victory to get their season started on the right foot. Now for Detroit, next week they'll be on the road once again. This time they'll be within their division as they will take on the Minnesota Vikings, while the Chargers will be on the road, this time taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. And speaking of those Bengals, they themselves were in California today as well, Northern California, as they took on the Oakland Raiders. And you know what? Credit to the Bengals, because I wasn't sure what type of Cincinnati Bengals team that we were going to see, but they jumped on the Raiders like a good team should do, and they put the Raiders out of their misery very early in this one. It was 24-0 at the half in favor of Cincinnati. Quarterback Derek Carr sustained a hand injury for the Raiders, which meant that it was going to be Matt McGloin, and the Bengals did not take time to feel sorry for the Raiders, McGloin in this one, or Carr, and they got the 33-13 victory this afternoon, and it was a very efficient game from the Cincinnati Bengals in all aspects. You look at Andy Dalton, the much maligned quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals in this one. He had a very solid game as he was 25 of 34 passing for 269 with two touchdowns and no interceptions. The Bengals also got 127 yards on the ground. 63 of those came from Jeremy Hill. And it's the same old song for the Oakland Raiders. Yes, they have a new head coach in Jack Del Rio. Yes, he is going out there and he is simply trying to change the culture for this club. But at the end of the day, it's still the same results for the Oakland Raiders as they were unable to secure a victory to start their season. And like I said, they're going to be, I expect the Raiders to be an improved team this year. It might not show up in their record as they're going to be a tougher out. But that's the way things are looking after 1 week of football in the National Football League. Of course, we have the Giants and Cowboys engaging in their Sunday night affair. And there are two games tomorrow night with the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Atlanta Falcons, while the Minnesota Vikings will take on the San Francisco 49ers. But credit to the AFC East, as it is a four-way tie after 1 week at the top of the division. Everybody won. The Jets beat the Browns today. The Patriots beat the Pittsburgh Steelers this past Thursday night. The Bills beat the Colts, and the Dolphins took care of business against the Redskins. As a result of their victory today over the Oakland Raiders, the Cincinnati Bengals are in sole possession of first place in the AFC North. The Tennessee Titans were the only team to win today in the AFC South, thus they're in first place. We have a three-way tie for first place in the AFC West between the Chiefs, the Broncos, and the Chargers. There's still plenty to be decided in the NFC East, of course, for today. And you look at the tie out West between the Rams and Cardinals. And what's bigger for the Rams is the fact that they were able to win a division affair. Now, looking ahead to next week, like I said, a big one on Thursday night early on in the season as the Denver Broncos will travel to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. And if you're the Chiefs, this gives you an opportunity to go 2-0 and really get that upstart that you need as you were right there. You were just one game short of making the postseason last year. And what better way to do it than knocking off the Denver Broncos? But the Denver Broncos, they have some question marks, of course, because their offense wasn't able to get it going today. And you still have to wonder about the effectiveness of Peyton Manning because, again, this is a guy that has said he doesn't have full feeling in his fingers after all of the neck procedures that he's had. And that's a big thing to do if you're a quarterback, especially a veteran quarterback like him. And he will be going up against a very tough Kansas City defense this Thursday. Now, the Houston Texans will look to avoid going 0-2 when they travel to take on the Carolina Panthers. And the question marks for Carolina surround the effectiveness, or the health rather, and the availability of linebacker Luke Kuechly, who did suffer a concussion this afternoon. The San Francisco 49ers will have a very quick turnaround because they will play the late game on Monday Night Football tomorrow night. And then they'll find themselves traveling to travel to Western PA for next Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers, who will be a well-rested team, being that they have not played since Thursday when they lost to the Patriots. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers will travel to take on the New Orleans Saints, and one of these teams will be 0-2 when it's all said and done. And you're going to be interested to see if veteran defensive coordinator Rob Ryan will be able to cook up a plan to stop Bucs rookie quarterback Jameis Winston. The Lions will take on the Vikings next Sunday. Of course, the Vikings will be playing tomorrow night on Monday Night Football when they travel to take on the San Francisco 49ers. Now, the Chicago Bears will host the Arizona Cardinals, and the Bears want to avoid going 0-2. More importantly, they want to avoid starting the season 0-2 at home. A very big one in the AFC East when the Patriots travel to take on the Bills, as Rex Ryan is still in the AFC East and he is still looking to be a thorn in the side of Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. But this is the best team that Rex Ryan will be taking to face the Patriots in a very long time. The San Diego Chargers will travel to take on the Cincinnati Bengals. And you just want to see, because both of these teams have a history of faltering in key situations, which team is going to show up and really make the most of this opportunity to begin their year with a record of 2-0. the Tennessee Titans will be in Cleveland to take on the Browns. And this is a very good opportunity for the Tennessee Titans to get off to a quick start, because the Browns did not have any semblance of order today, while the Titans basically played as good as they can. And if you're Tennessee Titans head coach Ken Whisenhunt, you go in there and tell your team this week, if we win this game, you've already matched your win total from last year, and you still have 14 games left to go. The New York Giants will host the Atlanta Falcons this Sunday afternoon. Of course, the Giants are currently playing on Sunday Night Football, while the Falcons will play tomorrow night on Monday Night Football when they take on the Philadelphia Eagles. The St. Louis Rams will travel to take on the Washington Redskins, and this is a great opportunity for the Rams to get off to a quick start, and this could be the quick start that they need to finally get back to the postseason. The Miami Dolphins will travel to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars, and just like I mentioned with the Rams, this is a great opportunity for the Dolphins to get off to a quick start and, you know, get themselves into the playoffs, especially since the Bills and Patriots will be beating up on one another next Sunday afternoon. The Baltimore Ravens will be in Oakland to take on the Raiders. And like I said, the Ravens will be in San Jose this week. They're not going back to Baltimore after their game today with the Denver Broncos. But the bigger question is, how are they going to deal with the loss of Terrell Suggs? Big one next Sunday afternoon in the NFC East as the Dallas Cowboys will take on the Philadelphia Eagles. And with the Cowboys and Eagles, it's simply no love lost, as they are the Hatfields and the McCoys. Next Sunday night, it's the Green Bay Packers hosting the Seattle Seahawks. And don't look now, but there's a huge possibility that Seattle could start the season with a record of 0-2. And finally, on Monday Night Football, it'll be the New York Jets traveling to take on the Indianapolis Colts. And after the thud that the Colts laid today, I think you're going to see a much more efficient team next Monday night when they host the Jets. Folks, that's going to wrap it up tonight. Things were a little bit different due to technical difficulties, but the bottom line is this: when life throws you lemons, you make lemonade. And I want to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast here on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com. Hope to have all of the kinks taken care of for next Sunday, and I hope to be, and I anticipate being back on blogtalkradio.com for the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge show next Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping week number 2 of the National Football League. But like I said, there was plenty of exciting action this week. This is just the tip of the iceberg, and like they say, the best is yet to come. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.